green icon with a phone receiver, and I pressed it, and it just kept ringing. Then the person will ring off. This happened for 3 days. Of this phone ringing, and this icon will come, and I keep pressing. And so I came home and told my wife, I think this phone is completely useless. I'm taking it back. And Jackie, of course, knows this thing, said, let's ring it again. So she dialed my number, and the phone started ringing. And she said, okay, receive the phone. And I pressed the green button again, and it wouldn't work. So she came, took the phone out of my hand, pressed the green button, and slid it across. I won't bore you with all the rest, with what it does with swiping and all the rest, but let's just say the phone works perfectly. My point being that sometimes this valuable and precious piece of equipment to me had become a contraption, causing me immense source of frustration. And with that thought, let's go to 1 Corinthians 11. Precious things sometimes can be a source of frustration, depending on how you view it. 1 Corinthians 11, reading from verse 18. In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you. And to some extent, I believe it. No doubt, there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval. So then, when you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper you eat. For when you are eating, some of you go ahead with your own private suppers. As a result, one person remains hungry and another gets drunk. Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God by humiliating those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? Certainly not in this matter. For I received from the Lord what I passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. Amen. Paul, in this text, tells the church in Corinth what a perfect communion will be in verse 23 to 26. He said, what I received from the Lord and through the apostles, this is the standard, this is the tradition, this is the spirit in which we come together and take the bread and drink the wine. But in this instant, he begins by saying, there is frustration in this setting because, one, there is divisions amongst you. He says, you come together actually not to take the Lord's Supper in that spirit. You have your private supper. So some will be sitting here today saying, we're taking communion together, but actually say, oh, it's just between me and God. I'm cut for the communion. I don't care for anybody else. That's not the spirit in which we take the communion. And Paul says, therefore, we need to examine ourselves before we take it. And what is that examination? He said, if we discern the body, discerning the body of Christ, that's the spirit. And I just want to ask us to reflect on the body of Christ. The body that has been given to us, which is so important to God. He called this body his holy nation. Everyone in here, that's how God sees us. He calls us his people, the people of God. He says this body is the temple of God, the kingdom of God. We are the refuge from death. We are the holy priesthood. We are the manifold wisdom of God's purpose. We are God's instrument. So many things said about the body of Christ. I think before we take the communion, we need to ask ourselves, do we contribute in making this communion what was passed on, as Paul said? Or do we have relational issues that actually causes divisions amongst us? Do we actually have sins in our life that will make the temple not so holy as it ought to be? Let's reflect on this as we take the bread and the wine. Let's pray. God in heaven, through the body and the blood that was sacrificed, we've been called to a new Israel. Your people, your nation, your instruments. But God, we also know as humans, we can be divided. There will be quarrels amongst us. There will be sin in our hearts. And when we meet, as the scripture says, it's not a last supper. We take some time. I pray there will be repentance in our hearts if there are such things, so that the communion will be meaningful to you. That indeed, as we take this, we proclaim your death until you come back. Be with us this morning. We thank you for your sacrifice. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.